Hey, my name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome to the March 12, 2006 edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me tonight. We have a very exciting program lined up for you. My patient Eric suffered with chronic exhaustion, severe total body muscle aches and joint pain, daily heartburn, chronic diarrhea, daily headaches, burning eye pain, burning hot feet, frequent sore throats and colds, chest pain, insomnia, incontinence, difficulty in concentrating and poor memory, chronic eczema, sinus problems, extreme irritability, anxiety attacks, and depression. For about 25 years, he sought relief from many medical specialists, including naturopaths and acupuncturists with minimum help. Stay with us to hear Eric tell his story of how bad his symptoms were, how long he suffered with them, how many doctors he desperately sought help from, and finally what he did to eliminate all of these symptoms with natural medicine after 25 years of searching. Let me tell you about the upcoming topics for the next few weeks. Next week on March 19th, our topic will be about the most important organ system in the human body, the digestive tract. Tune in to learn what the digestive tract is, what it's supposed to do and why, which symptoms and signs signal that there's a problem with it, what can happen when this important organ system breaks down, and what you can do to keep this vital system humming along and functioning well. In 2 weeks, on March 26th, I'll be replaying a program that aired about 6 years ago when my patient Charlene shared her story of overcoming chronic hives, allergies, sinus infections, and fatigue. Then in 3 weeks, on April 2nd, another can't-miss program, my patient Doug will join us to share his story of how he beat bladder cancer with the use of natural medicine and a very specific dietary regime. Tune in to hear why Doug put his money on natural medicine and his thoughts and insights on why natural medicine worked for him. Then in 4 weeks, on April 9th, another can't-miss program, my patient Ellen joins us to share her story of battling with cystic acne, chronic fatigue, frequent colds, sinus problems, mood swings, and severe monthly menstrual cramps for over 10 years, then what she did to overcome all of these problems with natural medicine. Again, next week, tune in to learn why the digestive tract is the most important organ system in the human body, what organs make up this vital system, what they do and why, which symptoms signal that there's a problem with digestion, what can happen when this important organ system breaks down, and what you can do to keep this vital system humming along and functioning well to keep you in optimum health. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry, the Tri-Element Supplement Company, Nature Science Integrity. Nutrix Hawaii produces a bile astin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. The DaVita Natural Skin Care Company, engineered by nature and formulated by science for healthy, vibrant skin. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and jorei, the medical art from Japan. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. The Flora Supplement Company, producers of liquid phytocapsules and quality nutritional supplements for a healthy digestive tract, bone health, and detoxification. The Good Health Food Store, more than just a health store. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Eric will be joining us to share his story of overcoming 25 years of physical, mental, and emotional suffering with natural medicine right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation, Enzymatic Therapy, and the Flora Supplement Company.
You're listening to Dr. Jason Uchida of the Island Wellness Center. Dr. Uchida is trained and licensed as a naturopathic physician and has been in private practice since 1988. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Uchida is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine. You may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office at 615 P.E. Koi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. That's 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Eric joins us to share his story of how natural medicine helped him overcome many debilitating symptoms that made his life a living hell. For about 25 years, Eric suffered with chronic exhaustion, severe total muscle aches and joint pain, daily heartburn, chronic diarrhea, daily headaches, burning eye pain, burning hot feet. Can't wait to ask Eric about that one. Frequent sore throats and colds, chest pain, insomnia, incontinence, difficulty in concentrating and poor memory, chronic eczema, sinus problems, extreme irritability, anxiety attacks, and not to mention depression for about 25 years. He sought relief from many medical specialists, including naturopaths and acupuncturists, with minimum help. Eric, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium.
Hi, everybody.
Eric, many of the listening audience, they're thinking, did you really suffer from all of those symptoms all at one time?
Pretty much.
And you did, they probably weren't that bad. I'm going to ask you to describe just how bad each symptom was and how long you suffered from it. Let's start with the chronic fatigue. Can you tell us how bad the fatigue was?
The fatigue was tolerable, but then by lunchtime, a lot of times I would have to take a nap. And by 4 or 5 o'clock, you don't want to be around me. I was a grouch.
Mm.
And 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I felt like I had to sleep.
Mm.
And just, you know, it was really out of it.
How long were you suffering from that type of fatigue?
It was about 1990, I think.
That it started,
right
around there.
Yeah.
And did you suffer from the fatigue every day, and was it constant?
It built up to become constant.
Mm.
And every day.
Every day.
Yep. Every day.
Tell us about the muscle aches and the joint pains. When did they start, and what muscles and joints were affected?
Oh, boy. Everything was affected. Almost every joint in my body, every muscle, most of it was in the neck, shoulders, back. My hips were sore, everything.
How sore was it? Can you describe the aches?
Maybe let me put it this way. I would go to a masseur and get massaged for about an hour, go to my car, sleep for 2 hours, and wake up sore. It was still sore.
It was still sore. So the massage never helped?
It didn't really help. You know?
Okay. How long were you suffering from the severe muscle aches?
Muscle aches. Oh, a long time.
Long time.
Long time.
Since about 1990.
I think it was before that.
Before 1990.
Yeah, before that.
Okay.
Even in intermediate school.
You were a child.
Yeah, I had some sore back, sore necks, and everything was tight.
Okay.
Really tight.
Yeah. A lot of people are thinking, well, 25 years you've been suffering from a lot of these problems. You're not that old. I mean, you know, people might be thinking you're about 75 years old, but as you can hear from Eric's voice, he's only about 40. So suffering from the muscle aches for a long time.
Okay.
Tell us about the allergies. How bad were the allergy problems?
The allergies, I think it's food allergies that I have, and it's bad. I had constant nasal congestion. I went to a nose and eye doctor, and I was getting shots for that because I couldn't handle a pain already in my head and my nose.
So you'd have a lot of headaches.
A lot of headaches.
And the headaches sounded like they were pretty bad.
Pretty bad. For days, some of them would, you know, I would feel like, I don't know what migraines are, but would last for days at sometimes.
Mm. And you would suffer from them every week, the headaches?
Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
And they would last for hours to days.
Right.
And they were bad.
Bad.
How bad? I mean,
a lot of Advils. I don't know how to describe pain, but a lot of Advils. Both times, two or three Advils wasn't enough.
Ah, okay.
You did take more.
And you had allergies. It sounded like you had allergy shots as well as, did you take a lot of steroids too and need antibiotics for the allergies?
Yep. Started when I was small
with,
if I can remember, right, Kenalog, and I think that's a steroid.
Mm-hmm.
And I it progressed along the way.
Okay.
Different things.
Okay. You also suffered from eczema since childhood. Tell us about that. Where was the eczema, and did you suffer from it all the time?
I had, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but I itchy butt all the time.
Are you just...
I did, sorry. And dry skin patches on my arms, my back. My head.
Head too.
Yeah.
Would they ever leave?
Off and on.
Off and on.
Would disappear. And
with
we
the
thought
steroids.
Was the cream or something that worked, and then would come back later.
Okay. You also had mentioned to me that you suffered from a whole body itch. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it felt like needles. Like when you wake up and your foot is asleep and you have needles. And it would start by my body getting hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the needles would just come out and I would have to... dump water on myself, jump in a shower. Cool myself off to make it go away.
You mean your body would just get hot all by itself, or when you got hot, you felt the needles?
When I got hot.
Okay, the needles came on.
Yeah, if I got angry, or if I was laughing, or, you know, something like that happened.
Oh, really?
To change the temperature.
Yeah.
And then, boom. Needles. Needle city.
Okay. doesn't sound like an itch, though. Was it painful having the needles, or was it more itchy?
I describe it like an itch, but some of it was sore.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also suffered with burning eye pain. Can you describe that?
Get a needle and poke it in your eye.
That's how it felt.
Felt like that.
Sharp.
Hot and sore.
Oh, yeah. So it was burning, but it felt like you had needles poking
your
eye.
Not all the time, like a needle, you know.
Yeah.
At the extreme point, it felt like that.
Yeah, I had another patient come on who suffered from just severe eye pain, and he said it felt like needles were just being shoved in his eye every morning. He would go through this for years. How long did you suffer from the eye pain?
Oh, not really sure. Can't remember. A couple years, maybe longer than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You also had dizziness. Would you tell us about the dizziness?
Dizziness was in... I was in construction, and the heat would affect me. So a lot of times when I was bending over, and then when I would stand up, I would almost fall over and faint, you know, from dizziness. And then as it progressed was... almost anything affected me. I don't know. I could be talking to somebody and I would just be dizzy.
Oh, yeah. Would you be dizzy to the point where you felt like you almost are going to faint?
I fainted twice.
Fainted twice?
Yeah, during that time.
Oh, really?
Already.
Okay. How long were you suffering from this dizziness?
Quite a while.
Yeah. You had mentioned to me since about 1985.
Yeah, could be about there, yeah.
Okay. You also had frequent colds. Tell the listening audience more about that. How long were you getting these frequent colds, and how many colds would you get, let's say, a year?
We would be about three or four times that I would have maybe not even not a cold, like fever. I would get sick.
You'd get sick?
Yes.
Okay.
And
how long were you going through that?
Quite a few years. And just like normal people, we go to the doctor, get the antibiotics, and, you know, cough syrup, that kind of stuff.
So you got a lot of antibiotics because of the frequent colds?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Okay. And because of that, because of the colds and antibiotics, I would not use them all up. Save it, and then use it the next time I got sick.
Okay.
It made it worse.
Yeah, the doctors weren't happy with you about that,
no.
Right? Okay. All right, Eric. You also mentioned that you had chest pain. Tell us about the chest pain and how long you were suffering with that.
Oh, boy. Chest pains. Long time, yeah? I think we called from about 85. Middle of my chest was this pressure and squeezing.
Mm.
You can't even tell if it was between the muscle or the bone. It was just pain. Already, you know?
What kind of pain did you feel? Squeezing pain, you had mentioned.
Yep.
All right. And did you have shortness of breath with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shortness
okay.
of breath. Walking became harder.
Mm.
The fatigue built up.
Okay. How many times would you get these chest pains?
At least a couple times a month.
Couple of times a month.
Yeah.
You must have seen a cardiologist for the chest pains.
I had a full medical.
Mm.
EKG and treadmill and all these things. And they said I was like a 20, 25-year-old.
25-year-old. Okay.
I didn't feel like it.
Yeah. We're only halfway done with your symptoms, too. All right. We may have to... And we skipped over a few others already, but you also suffered from... what we call heat intolerance as well as cold intolerance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Heat intolerance, that's would get irritable, headaches, itchy all over when I came in contact with heat, like my dryer.
Mm.
That would affect me, clothes dryer.
Really?
The sun.
Yeah. And when you worked.
When I worked,
because
yes.
you were a carpenter, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, earring affected a lot.
A lot.
Okay.
The itch would come out. I'd stick my hand in a dryer and boom, just...
Really?
I would itch.
Okay. Tell us about the cold intolerance.
Cold intolerance was childhood time already. It started out as kids, we'd sit on the sidewalk or something. I have to say, my butt would get all itchy. It would get cold and itchy, you know?
Okay.
And it progressed to different things. My hands would always be cold.
Mm.
So,
okay, almost
hard to live with.
Okay. This symptom, to me, is really fascinating because there are some people that have this symptom. And they always, when they come in to see me, they say the doctors just have no clue what's causing the burning hot feet. Tell us about that.
Oh, my God. My feet would get, like you said, burning hot, and
Did it feel like it was on fire?
It felt like it was on fire, just hot, really, like you were in getting sunburned for hours, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I would use blue ice, the ice packs, and I would just cool off my feet that way.
So you would try to cool them off with ice packs?
Right.
How long were you suffering from the burning hot feet?
Long time. 10 years or so, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
How often would that happen? Was your feet burning hot all the time, or did it come on at certain times?
Would be like 3-4 times a month or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe more than that.
Maybe more than that. Okay. Because some people, when they have burning hot feet, they tell me their feet is burning hot every second of every day, even when they sleep. Tell me about the frequent sore throats. How frequent is frequent, and how sore were the throats?
Wow. Sore throats, 3 or 4 times. It progressed into like 3-4 times a year, maybe more. And was before that, 85. My wife is saying more.
More often than...
More often.
3-4 times a year.
Yeah.
All right. Then started in about 85.
85.
All right.
Maybe before that.
Okay.
Yep.
And you would take antibiotics for that, of course.
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also suffer from a lot of cold sores.
A lot.
A lot?
At least once a month. Maybe once. More than that.
Okay. Tell us about... how many times would you have to wake up from sleep to urinate?
Before I came to see you, it was at least 3 or 4 times.
A night?
Yeah.
So it made it very difficult to sleep.
You didn't feel like you slept.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Waking up that many times, you know, in the morning you just felt like you ran into a truck.
Yeah. Okay, and that's how you felt in the morning, right?
Yeah.
All right. You also had incontinence. We don't have to go over that. I think most people know about that, right? Just urgency and leaking. But yep. Tell us about the muscle weakness, Eric.
Wow. That's dabbling with my ego here.
Because yeah. You work in construction.
I work in construction, so. And I feel like a wimp.
Yeah.
It's really tough. I lost at least 60% of my strength, I feel like, you know, maybe more than that. It's the muscles are gone.
Yeah.
You just don't have it.
Yeah. I mean, people are probably listening and wondering, well, if you couldn't do the work, then you'd probably be fired. But Eric owns his own business, and that's why he was able to keep his business going, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So you lost a lot of muscle strength. You couldn't do the things that you did,
right?
Well, let's say about 20 years ago.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
That's why I counted on my my employees to do the work for me.
Yeah. You just told them what to do.
Basically, that's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And this, though, Eric, must have made it really hard for you because we're talking about your memory. You suffered from really bad memories. You not only had muscle weakness and fatigue, but your memory was shot. Tell us how bad your memory was.
I have to thank my wife because without her, I wouldn't have made it through all this.
Well, why is that?
My memory was to the point where my wife would call me up throughout the day and tell me, I have to do this, I have to go there, I have an appointment.
All your appointments,
you know, right?
And your schedule.
My
your
schedule,
wife.
She said, don't forget to pick up my daughter, and it was tough.
So was she would have tough. To remind you to pick up your daughter?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, because you would forget?
I would forget.
Okay. I mean, that's how bad your memory was.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I had a notepad with no notes on there.
You'd forget to take notes.
I don't know what I was doing.
Okay. It must have been really hard to run your business during this time, though, because, you know, if your memory is bad and your concentration, we'll talk about that, too, but how did you manage to make your business go?
Was the grace of God, I think. It was, I'm not really sure how it happened all these years, 15 years or so, you know, but
yeah.
We made it through.
Yeah.
One step at a time, and we just, I took a lot of supplements to try to keep myself going, to give myself enough energy, and we spent a lot of money doing a lot of seeing a lot of people to keep myself going throughout this.
Okay, before we talk about the good stuff,
yeah. Whoa.
this one is the killer. You couldn't concentrate at all. Yeah?
Yep.
How long did you suffer from the poor memory and the poor concentration, and tell us how bad your concentration was?
'85, I think.
From
'85. Yeah, a lot of the things started about that time.
1985, yeah. About 20 years ago. Yeah.
And reading one paragraph was so difficult for me. Like, I couldn't concentrate going through that one paragraph without losing track and going back and having to read it again and again, trying to just give up.
Yeah.
After a while.
You just take an hour reading the same old paragraph and just couldn't get it.
Yep.
You also told me that that you wouldn't have the energy, as well as you couldn't concentrate on billing your clients. And your wife, she's nodding her head and smiling. And your wife would have to tell you, we need money, so then you would have to start billing, right?
That's right.
You would go through that like every month?
Would be months. Sometime that I didn't bill.
Yeah.
And my wife would say, we don't have money. I go, okay. And I let it go.
You still wouldn't bill.
I wouldn't bill it. I would do it, you know, and I'd start. I can't finish it.
Because you can't concentrate on it.
I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't remember it.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous.
All right.
It was just to the point where you get down to like $100. Okay, I have to do some.
Yeah, yeah. When you get down to that low.
The pressure is on.
Yeah, okay. I hate to be laughing, but I know the story turns out well. That's why. Also, though, you suffered from anxiety. Would you tell us about the anxiety attacks and the anxiety you suffered from?
Ouch. That's a tough subject. Yeah. That started way back. Childhood time.
Mm-hmm.
Mood swings, difficulty functioning because I would snap, get mad.
Okay.
Or if somebody got mad at me, you know, I couldn't function.
You would get nervous and anxious if somebody was mad at you.
I had a nervous stomach that would just turn and I would shake.
You would physically shake.
Physically shake and just, hard to explain it.
Okay. Your mood swings, I found that kind of fascinating because when I met you, because initially I was treating your daughter for other things, and then we would talk because we had some time because she would come in for more pain type things, and I would put her on a machine and we would talk story.
Right.
And then you would tell me how bad your irritability was, and this can't be true because I was just talking to you. You seem like a real nice guy, friendly guy, but you would tell me how bad your moods were and how irritable you were and how angry you would get.
Yes.
Would you tell the listening audience about that?
The mood swings were really bad. It was what hurt me the most about it was I would get mad at my wife and my daughter. And like Dr. Chira said, I could be almost happy-go-lucky talking to people, and then I go and see my wife, talk about something, and just one word and it turns bam, just I can scream and yell and it would be like crazy mad city, you know?
yeah it's like just from night to day,
Dr. Jekyll
and Mr. Hyde
type thing,
yeah, from really friendly to really mad.
They were my family was afraid of me, because of the way I was acting and treating them. And I apologize for that.
Well,
it's tough.
Things are better now.
It's better.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But obviously, Eric, I mean, the topping of this whole cake, obviously, if you're fatigued or exhausted every day and you're in pain every day and then you have a bad memory and you can't even concentrate and you have all those other symptoms, obviously, you're going to be depressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very depressed.
Very depressed. I don't know if you want to say anything about it. You were depressed for a long time?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time. I came from a family where it was I thought that I was the black sheep, so I thought that was the cause of my depression and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out differently.
Yeah.
It was came from something else.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Eric, your problems started a long time ago. Some as far back as childhood, others maybe since about 85, right? The majority about 85. You must have seen many, many doctors for these problems. Would you tell us the type of physicians you went to see and how many doctors you saw and for what reason?
In the beginning, I went to the regular doctors, the internists, and they referred me to endocrinologists, allergists, the regular doctors. I don't remember all of them. I went to at least five, and the last one, he was telling me in a sense that, you know, I was nuts. So I said, okay.
What kind of doctor was he? Psychiatrist? No.
No, I forget what. I think he was the endocrinologist.
Yep. He said that you were crazy, you needed
to
see.
Well, he didn't say that, but no, he was the neurologist.
He said it was all in your mind, maybe.
Right. He was saying those things.
It was all in your mind. All these symptoms couldn't be.
Right.
Because you're, according to your blood tests and nerve tests, you're all normal.
Everything was fine. I was like a 25-year-old person.
Okay. You must have seen, give us an example of how the numbers of physicians you went to see. Like 20?
Medical doctors, I went to five, and then I gave up.
Oh, okay. Because you got more of the same.
Was all negative.
Okay. So you didn't have a problem.
Their results was positive, but for me, it was.
All right. And then you went to see some naturopaths and acupuncturists, too.
Yes.
Okay. And they never diagnosed you for the problem that I diagnosed you for, though. Sorry. All but one did.
One.
That was Dr. Oshiro, who retired. Dr.
Right.
Robert Oshiro. He diagnosed you for a systemic candida infection.
Right.
And you did get well.
Yep, I got better.
You got better. But you didn't get all the way well.
Seems like it.
When did Dr. Oshiro treat you?
1991.
So about 15 years ago.
Yep.
And you were suffering from all these problems still.
Right.
You got a little bit better, but not...
Yeah, it was a roller coaster ride the way through.
Okay. How did you respond to the other treatment from the naturopaths and acupuncturists?
It made you feel a little better.
Mm.
But like I said, it's a roller coaster ride. That's the best way that I can describe it. You know, mm-hmm. you feel better for a while, and then you a lot of the symptoms come back, but it can become worse.
Okay.
Go to somebody else, try something else, you know, just continuous.
Mm, okay, so you kept trying. You kept trying to find some answers to help you.
Yeah, we can write a book about that. Trying and finding. Wasn't only naturopathic doctors or medical doctors. We tried everything.
All kinds.
Everything.
Oh, okay. All kinds of healers.
Healers, psychics, okay. You name it. Okay. We did it.
So you were desperate, I guess, right? You wanted to get well.
Very.
That's
yes.
how much you wanted to get well. All right, so Eric, you came in to see me almost by accident. What did I say was causing all of your symptoms? I guess we already talked about that.
Was lack of money. No. Candida.
Okay.
Sorry.
I also said in medical terms, your diagnosis would be considered or called fibromyalgia.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't think you ever heard that term before, yeah?
No.
Yeah. Fibromyalgia, we've talked about on the radio show before. Constant chronic exhaustion, basically, and really, really bad muscle aches and joint pains, along with that poor memory, difficulty in concentrating, anxiety problems, and depression, which fit you to a T. What was the treatment that I recommended for you?
You told me to go on a special diet, and then you gave me... 5 different supplements to take at that time.
Okay, just 5. So would you describe the diet a little bit just for the listening audience?
Oh boy. The diet is we have to stop taking sugar, carbohydrates, dairy, some nuts, and
Some vegetables. Yeah.
It's
tomatoes,
like
eggplant, bell peppers.
Yep. Basically, cut out almost everything that you can eat.
Everything that you were eating.
We were eating.
Okay. And then I put you on some supplements that was basically meant to kill the fungus or the candida or yeast, as well as putting the good bacteria back in your body, strengthening your digestive tract, and then I guess cleaning out and strengthening your liver and kidney and colon function. What did you think of my diagnosis at that time, and what did you think of the treatment? Did you think it would help you?
About the diagnosis, I was diagnosed with candida before, and I went, what? Can't have that, you know. But I said, okay, if you think that's the problem, then we'll try it. And
did you think the treatment would work for you?
I was hoping.
You're hoping.
I was hoping.
You had,
always hope.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but you had your what is that word I'm looking for? You had your
doubts.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
After trying 500 different things. I think it grows, you know.
All right, so we're going to have to go to commercial break, Eric, but when we come back, you'll hear about how well Eric has done and how fast it worked for him. You're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida. Eric and I will be right back with more about how well he's doing after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, DaVita Natural Skincare, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, my patient Eric is sharing his story of how he overcame suffering from the very debilitating fibromyalgia syndrome with natural medicine and a very specific dietary change. So, Eric, the listening audience heard how bad your symptoms were and how they affected your life. But after 2 weeks of this new treatment, would you tell the audience how you were feeling?
There was improvement over almost everything that was happening to me. Everything just started to change and get better.
Just in 2 weeks?
Yep.
When did your symptoms improve tremendously, or start to improve tremendously?
We were looking at about a six-week period, yeah, where about half of the symptoms seemed to be improving and getting better, way better.
At about 6 weeks, you had told me that half of your symptoms were totally gone, not existent, and then the other half were significantly better. Would you tell us how you felt about your improvement at that time, especially after, let's say, 2 weeks? How did you feel about your improvement that you made?
Wow. Hard to explain that. It's like you're improving, and then you feel like you might slide back, but you're just thankful that you're moving on, you know, at that time.
You must have felt also that you didn't want to get your hopes up too high because you're suffering for so long.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. After 6 weeks, after you were significantly better when half of your symptoms were gone, how were you feeling at that time?
What was that again? I'm sorry. I'm lost here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, after 6 weeks of the treatment,
yep.
You had mentioned that half of your symptoms were totally gone. You didn't suffer from them anymore. And the other half were a lot better. How did you feel at that time?
Oh, yeah.
About
okay.
your improvement?
Yep. It was like we're showing a significant improvement, and we're starting to move here. I'm thinking, wow. Maybe this can really happen for me, you know?
Yeah.
It can change. And my thinking was getting better. My concentration was getting better. Dr. Chita told me the last thing was maybe my muscle strength was going to be the last to improve. And I was hoping for that, you know? I was hoping that would be the first thing.
Yeah. What was your family thinking at that time? Do you recall? I mean, because, you know... they took a lot from you, it sounds like.
Well,
did that improve the irritability and, you know, the anger and that kind of stuff?
It did. For me, it improved a lot. But for my family, you have to understand that they went through this for 15 years. Old. You know, my wife, and my daughter's only 12, but she went through it for 12 years.
Yeah.
And there was no trust involved at that time.
So they were just waiting for you to turn back to your normal self.
Normal, wicked, witch self.
Okay. All right, we can laugh at it now. But, yeah. Okay, so Eric, we started your treatment in May, right? And it's been about 8 months now. How are you feeling now?
Wow, there's no comparison. Today, I told Dr. Chita that I work for 7 days, and it's about 8 o'clock at night. I would be sleeping, I would be grouchy, and here I am talking on a radio. You can hear it.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. How does your family think about your improvement now? Do they still think it's a flash in the pan? They're waiting for the old Eric to come back?
Nope. It's changed. They are starting to believe. The trust is there. The relationship between my wife and my daughter is getting better every day.
Mm.
Better.
You know, I know some of what's going on with your personal life now. Is it okay for me to mention on the radio?
Of course.
Eric is really, really changing now. I mean, you just bought a house, and the reason why you're working 7 straight days is because you're remodeling this house.
Right.
Right, and... So a lot of things are happening for you now.
A lot.
Eight months ago or 10 months ago, Would you have ever expected to be doing what you're doing now?
No, not at all.
Why is that?
Because I couldn't build. I could hardly work.
Yeah.
I could hardly remember things. It was the depression and the everything involved wouldn't allow me to do it.
To even think about selling your house and then buying a new house.
No.
And much less remodeling the new house.
That's right.
And you're remodeling on your own.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's taking, and you've done a lot in the last couple of days, right?
Yes.
You basically tore out your old house, your new house. You're remodeling the whole thing.
Half of the inside of the house.
Yeah, you broke down walls and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Tore out tile floors.
The whole kitchen, the floor tile throughout the house, carpet, everything.
How does it feel now? You know that you're doing all this stuff, you're moving. I mean, you're really moving, you know, in all aspects of your life, right?
Yep. In a way, I don't really totally believe it yet, you know?
Yeah.
Because for 15, 20 years of being so out of it, and now things are just moving really fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
So it seemed like you were just stuck in the mud for 15 or 20 years.
Oh, yes. Quicksand.
Yeah.
Felt like quicksand.
Like sinking fast.
Right.
And then now, you're just running as fast as you can.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. And how's your mood?
My mood is upbeat.
Excited?
Yeah. I don't think you can get me mad. I don't think you can get me depressed. You can give me a smack on my face here, I think. Okay, you know.
All right, Eric. Has the treatment been hard for you? You know, a lot of people think, man, that treatment is nuts. I mean, nobody wants to change their diet, but was it hard for you?
The diet was tough. It was really tough. I think the hardest thing for me was to give up Coca-Cola. I found out that I was addicted to this,
Coke.
To Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
How many Coca-Colas would you drink a day?
Oh, boy. At least 3 or 4, I think.
3 or 4 a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I drank another brand, wouldn't do it.
Was the treatment worth it?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Can you describe in words how the treatment has improved your life? You kind of talked a little bit about that.
Wow, it's everything that it's improved. It's improved my overall health, my relationship with my wife, my daughter, my work. I can see the future. We sold our place. We bought a new place.
Mm-hmm. You're dreaming. You're able to dream again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm able to dream again. I didn't think it would happen this fast.
8 months?
I didn't think so. No.
A lot of my
patients... 2 years, 3 years, maybe.
Yeah.
But
a lot of my patients say that's what happens when you get well, right? Everything starts to change for you. Things start to really happen for the positive. What would you like to tell all of those people that are suffering from strange diagnosed illnesses now?
The first thing is that there's always hope. Never give up. And there's something out there. Every day that I go see Dr. Uchida, I learn something new when I talk to him, that like something like Tourette's can be treated by this, almost the same treatment or something close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many other symptoms that people have or they think is diseases or illnesses that they think is incurable, but there's help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hope. And you can look at me, and I'm one of them.
That's right, you are, Eric.
I'm one of them.
Eric, I'm sorry to say our time is up. I want to thank you so much for sharing your dramatic and inspirational story with us tonight.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the program and learned something of value. Please join me next week. Our topic will be about the most important organ system in the human body, the digestive tract. Tune in to learn what the digestive tract is, what it's supposed to do and why, which symptoms... signals that there's a problem with it, what can happen when this important organ breaks down, and what you can do to keep this vital system humming along and functioning well. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by Tri-Elements, Nutrix Hawaii, the Pan-American MOA Foundation, DeVita Natural Skincare, Enzymatic Therapy, the Flora Supplement Company, the Good Health Food Store, and the Island Wellness Center. Please stay right here. Nutrition in You is up next. I'm Dr. Jason Ujita. Again, may God bless you, and thank you for joining me, and I look forward to being with you here again next week on Wellness in the New Millennium on K108.
Wow, thank you.